With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, talking now with the Masconomet boys lacrosse coach, Chris Roach. And Chris, welcome to MSO, and how are you doing in this beautiful spring day?
I can't complain. Just had practice this morning with the boys, and they were in high spirits getting after it. Have a few days here between games, so just kind of ironing some things out, doing some stick work drills, and yeah, just cleaning up some things throughout the season. So yeah, the boys have been getting better every day, working hard, staying in high spirits. So yeah,
all right. I want to talk most recently and then go backwards. A big win over Salem in terms of goals scored yesterday, 15-1. Tell me a little bit about that game and maybe who some of your standouts were.
Yeah, so yesterday we had a lot of younger guys who were getting through, a lot of our freshmen, a lot of sophomore guys. So good chance for them to get some experience at this point in the season, because we've been relying heavily on the older guys thus far. But where we were able to get up a few goals, we decided to mix in some of the younger guys and give them their chance. So yeah, big day for them. They were very, very unselfish. That's the way we try and play, is just keep the ball swinging, find the open man and make the right play, not necessarily just, you know, play through one or two guys. It's being unselfish and just kind of playing the game the right way. So those guys picked up where the older guys left off. They're moving the ball quickly, trying to make the right decisions out there and finding open guys. So, we've been struggling a little bit thus far in the goal scoring department, so that was a big confidence booster yesterday for us to finally crack double digits and open the gates a little bit.
Well, tell me about the challenges in the league. Maybe who some of the biggest challenges are.
The league is always, it's always dogfights, as I like to say to the guys. We always know it's going to be typically a one or two goal game. We've had a couple overtime games already this year. One of them was a conference game with Peabody. And then Beverly, we had a one-goal game with them as well. Even Danvers was a two-goal game. So they're always dogfights in the conference. And we have still another half of the season to go. Haven't played Marblehead yet, and they're always a very strong team. So that's our next game coming up on Tuesday. And then one or two teams that we haven't seen yet within the conference. So, yeah, I believe we have three conference games under our belt at this point, or maybe four. So we're kind of getting into the thick of things here with the conference the next couple of weeks. So, should be able to see how everyone stands here after this, next couple of weeks.
As a former player, with Masco coach, close games that you end up not winning and having a record not the way you want it to be, they can be either a deal breaker or they can motivate kids, if not for the rest of this season, and usually it is, but also beyond that. So you look at these games that are close games and you don't end up with a win. How do you critique that for the team and build on a positive aspect for them? Because, you know, to get close and not get the cigar, man, sometimes that hurts.
Yeah, no, it was the same deal last year. So last year we were 10-8, and I believe it was six out of those eight losses were by two goals or less.
Mercy.
So not too unfamiliar from us, especially the guys who were around last year. So it's always tough. I mean, some of those games break our way. Like I said, Danvers this year, we ended up edging them out by a couple goals. So it's not always going against us, but yeah, part of our team culture, like on the positivity piece, part of our team culture is positive vibes only. Boys have been awesome with that throughout the season, where, you know, even those games that don't go our way, overtime losses or, you know, some other losses that we're not too happy with, you know, the boys keep it positive afterwards and we figure out what went wrong and then how we can fix it moving forward. So we don't dwell in the past or, you know, beat each other up about who made mistakes or anything like that. It's always a collective team effort. You know, you win as a team, lose as a team. So, the guys have maintained high spirits throughout the season. We know we've been in some battles, and we've just continued to get better as the season has gone. I think like our game against Lexington from a few days ago was a good barometer for us, where you know, just kind of seeing where we're at early in the season compared to that game. You know, really strong opponent, and we went to overtime against them. So I think combining that Lexington overtime effort with the big win, you know, the high scoring output against Salem, hopefully gets us going in the right direction here moving forward.
Yeah, it sounds like a bright future coming up, especially with the younger kids getting some experience yesterday. And tell me about maybe some of your older leaders, who you rely on.
Yeah, so we actually have four captains this year, which is generally not traditional. Usually, you know, you have three, sometimes less than that. So it's a smaller senior class than we had last year. So that's, you know, that's part of what we've been dealing with early in this year is last year we had 16 seniors on our team. So we're pretty much replenishing like half of our team from last year with some younger guys. But those older guys who have been around have really stepped up for us so far. So we have Colin Dillon. He's our goalie. He was our starting goalie last year. And he's been sensational, so far this season. He makes all the saves you expect him to make. He'll pull out some highlight reel saves that you're not expecting him to make. And he just throws darts on the clear to get our transition game going. So he's been huge for us between the pipes. And then we have his brother Tristan. So they're twin brothers. They're both seniors. Tristan's our LSM. And he does an awesome job locking guys down. And last year I told him his job was takeaway and transition. And he did a lot of that last year. This year it's a little bit more about kind of denying the other team's top guy and locking things down for us on the defensive half to keep his brother safe back there. But he's still getting the transition involved as well, too. Like his brother will usually be looking for him on the clear, so they have that great Dillon-to-Dillon connection. And it's great having those two guys lock down the defensive half for us. And then Will Mitchell, he's one of our captains as well. So both of the Dillons are captains, and then same with Will Mitchell. And he's a do-it-all midfielder. He'll take face-offs. He'll get in and play defense. He'll kind of quarterback our offense. He's actually a basketball guy, so we like to say he's our point guard out there on the offensive end. So, I mean, he barely comes off the field. He'll take face-offs, offense, defense. So those three guys in particular have been absolute horses for us throughout this year to really solidify things. They all played huge roles last year as juniors. So now being back this year as senior leaders and captains, they've done everything that we needed them to do and more. So they've been awesome.
That's tremendous. All right. Now, this week is kind of a weird week with school not in session. What's the plan for the rest of the week, and what do you got coming up?
Yeah, so, we're there on spring break. Kind of a lighter couple of days here moving forward. So we have practice tomorrow, practice today as well, and just kind of stick work stuff. We had back-to-back games with Lexington and then Salem. So don't need to kill the guys with competitive drills and getting up and down full field scrimmage type stuff. So just kind of focusing on smaller details, stick work, shooting, some defensive footwork type things. So, you know, the first few weeks of the season have been a long grind. We're out there for like 2+ hours most days because we had a lot of stuff to work on. But now's a good opportunity for us to kind of hit the reset button a little bit, give them a couple lighter days to kind of recuperate after a long beginning stretch of the season. So next few days for us will just be a lot of stick work, kind of rehab stuff. We'll take some extra time to stretch at practice, make sure all the guys are fresh for the upcoming gauntlet we got here.
Who's next on the schedule?
We have Marblehead on Tuesday.
Ooh, okay. All right. Well, it's more like baseball weather, so that's good for the lacrosse program, I presume. And, you know, the vote is on, or will be on, whether you guys get a new field or not. So how's the condition of the field?
It's been holding up pretty well so far. It's funny, like, teams always come to us, and that's, like, the first thing they notice is the grass we have. So, like, at Lexington the other day, there was a handful of balls that were, like, overthrown passes or shots or whatever it was that ended up staying in bounds. The longer grass, it'll just stay in. So,
right.
Yeah, it's a bit of a home field advantage. I like to think it's tricky for teams that are used to playing on turf the entire time because all of a sudden it's bumpy and uneven and, you know, the creases, there'll be some dirt kicking up and that sort of stuff. So it's a little bit older school, which has its pros and cons, but, our guys embrace it. So they're all about it. I mean, we get to practice on the box with common turf every now and then. So we're accustomed to playing on turf when we need to, but, we enjoy having our home field advantage with the grass field that not everyone's used to.
Absolutely. Great field over there at Masco. Coach, I appreciate it. Congratulations on the big win. Keep it going. Good luck, and we'll talk again.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate the time.
Thanks, Chris. Take care.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye. That is Chris Roach, who is the Masconomet boys lacrosse coach with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.